wwwkansasf.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. It's 89 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in to KPR today. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. In our next half hour, we will have an update of news headlines. A little bit later on, a Topeka theater troupe is taking on a classic Shakespearean comedy this weekend with an all-female cast. But Shakespeare has always contained a certain element of gender bending.
Even in just playing Shakespeare as he wrote it, there are women playing men who then sometimes are women again. And so the gender bending is built in. And so all we're doing is adding another layer to it.
Coming up on KPR, learning about the Lady Shakes Theater Company and its production of The Good, The Bard, and The Ugly. Stay with us. Don't forget, coming up following All Things Considered this evening, it's the BBC Proms. Tonight, we will be hearing the Halle Orchestra and Choirs performing a symphony that changed Gustav Mahler's life, the great outpouring of defiance, exasperation, and all-embracing love that is Mahler's Fifth. You will hear it this evening at 7 o'clock on your KPR1 stations. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. It's 320.
The blues in Chicago.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock, 7 to 10 a.m. It is Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. It's 92 degrees in Topeka, 91 in Emporia. It's 3:30.
Posit Rose 37. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is urging the U.S. Supreme Court to reinstate an Arizona law that requires proof of citizenship when registering to vote. Zane Irwin reports.
The Republican National Committee wants the U.S. Supreme Court to revive Arizona's 2022 law, which a lower court has blocked. If the Supreme Court upholds the law, that could open the door for similar registration requirements across the country. In 2018, a federal judge struck down a similar provision in Kansas, arguing that proof of citizenship requirements burdened tens of thousands of potential registered voters. The law's supporters say it's needed to prevent non-citizens from voting in elections, though there is not significant evidence of voter fraud. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas farmers have faced higher prices to produce meat in recent years thanks to inflation. And because of the time it takes to raise cattle, the effects of drought and price surges are felt years after they occur. Agriculture economist Glenn Tonsor says Kansas farmers rarely make more money when beef prices increase.
It's about $200 more per cow
to run a cow-calf operation today than it was before the pandemic.
Tonsor says with commodity prices increasing, land prices increase. He says that puts pressure on farmers who rent land. That disproportionately affects young farmers. But inflation is expected to decline this fall, and a study from Kansas State Research and Extension predicts farmers' incomes will bounce back this year after a good harvest. Before the regular season in the National Women's Soccer League resumes, the Kansas City Current will wrap up what is being called their International Summer of Soccer with a title match at home tomorrow night. Greg Eklund reports.
After defeating the Mamelodi Sundowns from South Africa Wednesday night, the Current will face Atletico Madrid from Spain in the Women's Cup Championship match. Current forward Michelle Cooper, who scored one of the Current's three goals on Wednesday, says playing a team they haven't faced means quick adjustments.
There are similarities in them and teams that we've played, but it's little things that make the differences. But being able to play against them and play against other teams from the world stage is really awesome. It's a great opportunity.
After the Women's Cup title match, the Current will return to NWSL play with a road match against the Washington Spirit on August 25th. The Current are in second place in the NWSL standings. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 30% chance of showers and storms in the evening. We could still see a shower or storm this afternoon. They would be very widespread, and we're not expecting any of them to be severe. You're listening to KPR. It's 3:35.
To his street art installations that can challenge, confuse, but also inspire. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. You have likely heard about the good, the bad, and the ugly, but what about the good, the bard, and the ugly? A Topeka theater troupe is putting a Western spin on Shakespeare this weekend. Angela Davis with the Lady Shakes Theater Company stopped by the KPR studios this week to speak with KPR's Kay McIntyre about their latest show. It is called The Good, The Bard, and The Ugly.
We are doing an adaptation of William Shakespeare's The Comet, a general audience, not just people who know that they love Shakespeare already.
That's Angela Davis with the Lady Shakespeare Theater Company. Lady Shakes is what they're called. She was speaking with KPR's Kay McIntyre. The production of The Good, The Bard, and The Ugly will be held tonight and tomorrow at Shawnee Heights High School in Tecumseh. Both nights will feature food trucks as well as the performance. You can learn more about the Lady Shakes Theater Company and this weekend's performances at ladyshakestheater.org. That's theater spelled T-R-E, T-H-E-A-T-R-E. You can hear a longer version of this conversation on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, and many other frequencies. We do still have a 30% chance of showers and storms this afternoon. Very humid, highs in the 90s. Tonight, that chance of showers and storms continues through the evening with a slight chance of rain after midnight. Lows tonight in the upper 60s. It's 10 minutes before 4.
And from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
I'm Peter Sagal. On this week's show, we've got Natasha Lyonne, Chris Pine, and a certain former Secretary of State who never once says, "I told you so." That's the News Quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, K KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 30% chance of showers and storms this afternoon and this evening. It is 91 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence. April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op. Each year, the Merck Co-op supports the local economy by purchasing goods from over 200 local producers. Details at themerck.coop.
Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will learn about the peril in which a certain basket-making industry is threatened. It all has to do with the emerald ash borer here in this region. We've had lots of alerts about the emerald ash borer. Well, it is devastating. The ash used for basket-making in many Native American tribes. We will talk about that. Plus, it's New Music Friday. We'll get caught up on all the latest releases, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, it's the Proms. Must be late summer. The BBC Proms concert tonight featuring a performance of Gustav Mahler's Fifth Symphony. Everybody loves the Fifth. You will hear it tonight at 7 o'clock on your KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned for Snap Judgment, followed by news from the BBC World Service. 30% chance of showers and storms late this afternoon through this evening. Slight chance of showers and storms after midnight. Lows tonight in the upper 60s. Highs tomorrow in the upper 80s. It's 4:20. Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence, 92 in Topeka, 88 in Atchison. It's 4:30.
That they hope will bridge the gaps in the ongoing talks. A deal would pause the ongoing fighting in the Gaza Strip after nearly a year since the war began. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The interim city clerk in Peabody, Kansas, is missing. Some grant money from the state might be missing, too. The Marion County Record reports that Jonathan Clayton has been missing since August 3rd. That's the same weekend that a state lawyer demanded the return of $740,000 in COVID assistance that Clayton had helped the city obtain. Clayton is a former employee of the Kansas Department of Commerce. He's also a convicted felon, and several officials in Peabody were apparently aware of that. In 2016, Clayton was convicted of forgery and theft in the state of Pennsylvania. Lawrence police have seized hundreds of fentanyl pills. Police say more than 800 of the pills were confiscated from a suspected drug dealer last week. On the same day, 33 pounds of methamphetamine and 1.26 pounds of cocaine were seized. In that case, a police officer and his canine partner Shadow were conducting a routine security sweep of a transportation facility. Shadow stopped at a piece of luggage and indicated the presence of drugs. Police have not identified the transportation facility or the owner of the luggage. Both incidents presumably took place on August 7th, but were apparently not related. Police did not say why they waited until yesterday to announce news of the second drug seizure. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has submitted a brief urging the U.S. Supreme Court to reinstate an Arizona law that requires proof of citizenship when registering to vote. Zane Irwin reports.
The Republican National Committee wants the U.S. Supreme Court to revive Arizona's 2022 law, which a lower court has blocked. If the Supreme Court upholds the law, that could open the door for similar registration requirements across the country. In 2018, a federal judge struck down a similar provision in Kansas, arguing that proof of citizenship requirements burdened tens of thousands of potential registered voters. The law's supporters say it's needed to prevent non-citizens from voting in elections, though there is not significant evidence of voter fraud. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas City Royals are quietly evaluating a potential new site for a baseball stadium, Washington Square Park, between Union Station and Crown Center. Mayor Quinton Lucas and other officials have remained in talks with the Royals to keep the team in Kansas City, Missouri. Lucas says the city would consider ways to pay for a new ballpark without putting it to a public vote.
I don't think, however, that means that there is no public engagement, that there aren't public meetings, that there isn't a truly public process.
Jackson County, Missouri voters in April overwhelmingly rejected a measure renewing a stadium sales tax for the Royals and Chiefs. In response, the Kansas legislature passed a financing package aimed at luring both teams across the state line. It's 4:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things.
Join us Monday morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. And we are always streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music. Sunday, August 25th. More at fiddpick.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, why famine has not been declared in Sudan. We will also check out the lessons learned from the state of Wisconsin by Democrats back in 2016. Those stories and more still to come.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting Mozart's Don Giovanni, a tale of the infamous seducer navigating through a world of love, lust, and revenge. August 16th and 18th at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org.
30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Slighter chance of showers and storms after midnight. Tonight's low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, perfect sunshine. Highs in the upper 80s, lows tomorrow night in the mid-60s. It is 10 minutes before 5.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Amazon Music, Prime members have access to a catalog of news podcasts ad-free, breaking news without the breaks, available by downloading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/ad-free. From Indiana University, committed to moving the world forward and working to tackle some of society's biggest challenges. 9 campuses, one purpose, creating tomorrow today. More at iu.edu. From Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Florida, where fall color seekers can find miles of sugary white sand beaches and emerald green Gulf waters, as well as fiery red, orange, and yellow sunsets. More at visitspc.com. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
Proud to be a charter member of NPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 30% chance of showers and storms this evening. A slight chance of showers and storms after midnight. Lows tonight in the upper 60s. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence and it's 5 o'clock.
The Pew Charitable Trusts. Telling stories behind data and trends that shape our world today through its podcast, After the Fact. Learn more at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340.
It's 93 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Topeka, light rain, and 81 in Emporia. It's 5:06.
This is All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and many other frequencies as well. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next few minutes, we will remember former chief executive of NPR, John Lansing. He died earlier this week, just months after retiring from the network earlier this year. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 5:30. Then, a Topeka theater troupe is taking on a classic Shakespearean comedy this weekend with an all-female cast. Then again, Shakespeare has always contained a certain element of gender bending.
Even in just playing Shakespeare as he wrote it, there are women playing men who then sometimes are women again. And so the gender bending is built in. And so all we're doing is adding another layer to it.
Coming up on KPR, the Lady Shakes Theater Company. We will learn about its production of The Good, The Bard, and The Ugly. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse live in concert, and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, 30% chance of showers and storms this evening, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and storms after midnight. Overnight, we're expecting a low in the upper 60s tomorrow, sunshine, and a high in the upper 80s. The time is 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR station, 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Stay with us. News headlines are up next. It's 5:30.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 96 points. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has submitted a brief urging the U.S. Supreme Court to reinstate an Arizona law requiring proof of citizenship when registering to vote. Zane Irwin has more.
The Republican National Committee wants the U.S. Supreme Court to revive Arizona's 2022 law, which a lower court has blocked. If the Supreme Court upholds the law, that could open the door for similar registration requirements across the country. In 2018, a federal judge struck down a similar provision in Kansas, arguing that proof of citizenship requirements burdened tens of thousands of potential registered voters. The law's supporters say it's needed to prevent non-citizens from voting in elections, though there is not significant evidence of voter fraud. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas farmers have faced higher prices to produce meat in recent years thanks to inflation. And because of the time it takes to raise cattle, the effects of drought and price surges are actually felt years after they occur. Agriculture economist Glenn Tonsor says Kansas farmers rarely make more money when beef prices increase.
It's about $200 more per cow to run a cow-calf operation today than it was before the pandemic.
Tonsor says with commodity prices increasing, land prices increase. He says that puts pressure on farmers who rent land, which disproportionately affects young farmers. But inflation is expected to decline this fall, and a study from Kansas State Research and Extension predicts farmers' incomes will bounce back this year after a good harvest. Before the regular season in the National Women's Soccer League resumes, the Kansas City Current will wrap up what is being called their International Summer of Soccer with a title match at home tomorrow night. Greg Eklund reports.
After defeating the Mamelodi Sundowns from South Africa Wednesday night, the Current will face Atletico Madrid from Spain in the Women's Cup Championship match. Current forward Michelle Cooper, who scored one of the Current's three goals on Wednesday, says playing a team they haven't faced means quick adjustments.
There are similarities in them and teams that we've played, but it's little things that make the differences. But being able to play against them and play against other teams from the world stage is really awesome. It's a great opportunity.
After the Women's Cup title match, the Current will return to NWSL play with a road match against the Washington Spirit on August 25th. The Current are in second place in the NWSL standings. I'm Greg Eklund.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, 30% chance of showers and storms this evening, a slight chance of showers and storms after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. National Weather Service now saying some of those showers or storms could be strong to severe, so stay tuned to KPR throughout the night. It's 5:35.
This is All Things Considered.
Secretive romance to his street art installations that can challenge, confuse, but also inspire. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. You have likely heard about the good, the bad, and the ugly, but what about the good, the bard, and the ugly? A Topeka theater troupe is putting a Western spin on Shakespeare this weekend. Angela Davis with the Lady Shakes Theater Company stopped by the KPR studios this week to speak with KPR's Kay McIntyre about their latest show, The Good, the Bard, and the Ugly.
We are doing an act. It's meant to be heard, and it's very physical. Our show is, and a lot of Shakespeare, the humor in our show is very physical. It's almost slapstick at times, and so it makes it very easy to follow, and it makes it more accessible and more fun for a general audience, not just people who know that they love Shakespeare already.
That's Angela Davis with the Lady Shakes Theater Company speaking with KPR's Kay McIntyre. Their production of The Good, the Bard, and the Ugly will be held tonight and tomorrow at Shawnee Heights High School in Tecumseh. Both nights will feature food trucks as well as the performance. You can learn more about the Lady Shakes Theater Company and this weekend's performances at ladyshakestheater.org. That is theater spelled with an R-E. You can hear a longer version of this conversation on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up, more All Things Considered. We will start things off at 6:01 with an update of news headlines. Then learn more about Vice President Kamala Harris's economic plan, which she talked about today. It's all coming up right here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Subaru, who, along with its retailers, is partnering with AdoptAClassroom.org to provide funding to high-need schools and local communities for Subaru Loves Learning. Subaru, more than a car company. From Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits. At Progressive.com, not available in California or from all agents. From Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. And from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
I'm Peter Sagal. On this week's show, we've got Natasha Lyonne, Chris Pine, and a certain former Secretary of State who never once says, "I told you so." That's the News Quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210 CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.